Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, that was odd. Hello and welcome back to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, and as always, it is my pleasure to be with you to share some of those sparks that you might find useful in your life. As I notice, I have a knot in my cord. Very distracting. So, thank you for checking out the show, or as I said, coming back. It is a blistering hot day in the Midwest United States with heat indices over 100 degrees Fahrenheit, high humidity, extremely good for the plants and the crops, not so good for the human bodies that work outdoors or for the people who are spending time outdoors. So if you are out in the heat and the humidity, please do take water, take good care of yourself, and listen to your body when it tries to get your attention that it's too much. Tonight's episode of Spark is a potpourri collection of odds and ends and miscellany, is that a word, that you might find valuable in the not only the heat of summer, it's also the birthday of our son. And I was very excited to see the number of listens that my interview with him has had. It's called Sparks of Perspective from Grade 6 and really focuses on lessons he learned, perspectives on different subjects. And one of the interesting things about that is the conversation is very different when it's in an interview context like that. And whether I do it every year, but I will do it periodically because he does take it very seriously and I get some very good insights as a parent. And I hope our interviews inspire you to have those kinds of conversations with your kids. I do want to share, as he is in his tweens, 1 year short of being a teen, about a couple resources that may help you. The other day, I had made a comment of what happens when menopause or perimenopause meets adolescence, and what happens when the brains in those two phases of life try to interact with one another. And it's challenging. It's an adventure. It's a learning process. When we have those hormonal issues happening, and it's like we hear ourselves as adult women, our kids are saying things and we wonder who they are. If you've read Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, that's the experience we have. And sometimes it can change as quickly as in moments. So as the adult, being able to plan ahead for those emotional hijacks. My regular listeners will know that I've talked on a number of shows about what to do in emotional hijack. Emotional hijack or amygdala hijack is another term you may have heard, is a process that occurs, a survival process in your brain that at one time and still can save your life, because when there is stress or threat or perceived stress or threat, the blood flow shifts from the frontal cortex where we can be reasoning and rational. Excuse me, got a frog going on in my throat, or maybe my allergies are kicking in. So it's what happens when you perceive stress or threat and you don't have time to talk yourself through, casually think about your options, because by that time you will have been hit by the bus or whatever that threat may be. So the blood flow in those situations, your amygdala is like a smoke alarm. Throws you on alert, grabs the blood flow from your brain, immediately launches survival systems within your body. The chemicals involved, the adrenaline, the noradrenaline, epinephrine, things that will get your body hyped up to move quickly, to narrow your focus so you're watching for changes in movement. Your blood flow goes to the core of your body to protect it, you from injury. Respiration increases to get more oxygen to the muscles so they can move. And so all of those physiological things will kick into gear. Unfortunately, today, most of our perceived stress and threat are imagined. The what if? We get ourselves worked up about something that isn't happening. And as Dr. David Diamond says, one of my favorite definitions of stress, it's when we think or perceive that we're under threat. It's the physical and emotional reaction that occurs when we perceive we are under threat. Something like that. So when we find ourselves getting worked up, very often it's our drama. I can't remember if it's a term I coined or if I heard it someplace about mama drama. When we get into a parental emotional hijack, we make it about us as parents. You could have papa drama too. We get ourselves all excited about outcomes and 5 years from now and what the neighbors think and you're going to drop out of school, and we catastrophize because we want the best for our kids. So sometimes it's excellent to take that time out and go, oh, well, is this mama drama? Is this papa drama? Before we have the conversation with the children. And often they will say something that we will get angry about, partly because it's very true. And unfortunately, it's coming at us from the child. And if we want them to grow up and to be thinkers, to evaluate situations, to ask good questions, they're going to do that of us as parents. So the because I said so doesn't always work. So one of the resources, there are two books, one called Conversations with the Wise Uncle. The other is called Conversations with the Wise Aunt. One's for boys and one's for girls. And you can purchase those through any bookstore or Amazon. I'm drawing a blank on his name at the moment. But they do have a website, a series of them. One of them is Strong for Parenting. Actually, that's what I should put in there to search. Thank you for being patient. I have not subscribed to Strong for Parenting as yet. It is a coaching environment that helps parents help their kids. There's also a free resource. If you go to strongforparenting.com, you can get a free ebook called How to Give Your Teen a Superior Mind. And I'd love, love, love this book. There's a chapter 14, which I had my son read. Mom, why do you have to be the brain lady? And it starts out with how lucky he is that someone's giving him this book. But the free book, ebook explains how to stimulate your child's brain to learn how to exercise good judgment and decision making, and really gives you some great tools as a parent, so that you understand the value of asking questions and letting your teens work through things rather than you just telling them what to do, because they don't learn the process of how to evaluate, how to make good decisions when you're not there. ProStar Coach is an online coaching program created by Meredith Bell and her husband, which I'm still embarrassed to say I'm blanking on his name. And it's because I've got David Diamond rolling through my head here. And there are several other. This one, this ProStar Coach, is focusing on people skills, communication skills. And I'm having trouble accessing it right now. And I follow him on Twitter. So the other option, and this is a great lesson for how do you find information at your fingertips? So I'm going to go to Amazon and call up the book, Conversations with the Wise Uncle. And you can hear my keyboarding, I've been told, when I'm on the radio. So Conversations with the Wise Uncle gives its... a book that was written, subtitled The Secret to Being Strong as a Teenager and Preparing for Success in Adults. Author is Dennis Coates, C-O-A-T-E-S, Ph.D. And he was inspired to write the Wise Uncle, Wise Aunt books, or aunt, depending on what part of the world you live in, by a story shared by a friend who said that, you know, his father didn't have the taught life talks with him. It actually was an uncle that he would go visit on the weekends and do jobs with. And he sat him down and had some conversations with him. And honestly, kids will often listen to other people more than they'll listen to their parents. So if you have a wise uncle or a big brother or big sister, wise aunt kind of person in your child's life, someone you trust, someone with similar values, it's awesome because it gives that child another positive adult source of information. On the website, and when you buy the book, there is a link to a free discussion guide that parents can use or other adults can use with the Conversations book. And the Conversations with the Wise Uncle, his friend was 12 and took him out for breakfast and gave him more than breakfast. Talked about changes in his teen years, physical, peer pressure, etc., drugs, alcohol. And, you know, gave him some coping skills. From the description of the book, talks about his uncle asked him to make a promise that when your friends want you to go along with them and something inside doesn't feel right, stop and think about what could happen, to remember the things that they talked about. And would he do that? And the young man had said that conversation helped him steer clear of all kinds of trouble in his teen years. So, you know, thinking about your role as parent from shifting into a coaching mode during adolescence, you know, and if we didn't have that conversation when you were a tween or a teen, how do you know what to talk about? So my son read this a year ago, I don't get it, Mom, and he was 11 at that point, and I really didn't push the conversation, I really didn't want to talk about it. We're going to revisit it again this summer. And so using the question guide in the questions in the free discussion guide, you know, help so you don't have to figure out what to ask. And it helps with this, the adventure of adolescence. And Dr. Coates also writes under Teen Brain Guy, really wants to help adults understand what's happening in the brains of teenage children and to provide tools and have need to try to connect with him. I really do want to interview him because of not only am I the parent of a teen brain, but I know a lot of others who are struggling with the changes in adolescence. And I think that's a show all by itself, whether I interview Dr. Coates or whether I just begin to explore with you some of what is happening in the teen brain. So I highly recommend those books, the free ebook, How to Help Your Teen Have a Superior Mind, and the Conversations books. The Conversations books are available in any bookstore, as I said. The free ebook, if you go to Strong for Parenting, it's on the top page of that. And you also are invited to get their newsletter, Eugene, so that's an option as well. So keeping in mind when you're having challenges in communication with the children in your life, whether they're teens or other ages, think about where your brain is and are the issues, the drama that you're creating, the emotional intensity with which you're communicating, is it appropriate to the situation? Are you reacting about something that happened at work and it's coming out at the kids? Are you reacting to something that happened to you in the past and that's boiling out into your communication emotionally with the kids? Because sometimes really, you know, letting lessons happen can be the most powerful teachers. And when, as parents, we'd love to keep them from hitting brick walls, and absolutely the ones that will cause them serious injuries. And then there are those lessons where not real comfortable to learn or to stand by and watch, especially with grades. And is it really about the grades or is it about the learning? Is it about the habits they're developing? And to really have conversations about those issues, because a child's performance in school is not the value of the child. It's part of their life. Are they learning other things? Are they retaining other things? Are they passionate about other things? To really try to build those while we help to empower them with the skills and the tools necessary for success. And sometimes survival through the school system. Unfortunately, in the United States, we still struggle with what we measure in our education system. And that's another show as well. So as you celebrate the gifts that are your children and the gifts of the lessons that you learn as you grow with them through the process, because they don't come with an instruction manual. One of the books I'm reading right now is Positive Discipline for Teens. I was fortunate to hear Jane Nelson and Lynn Lott when they were at Luther College, oh my gosh, I want to say maybe 15 or 20 years ago now, and they went on to write Positive Discipline for Teens and Logical Consequences. And so right now I'm reading that to remind me about the processes of positive discipline and how I can use that, my husband can use that, to help our son grow and to learn lessons in a safe way and to preserve our relationships with one another. The things are expressed through the love we have for one another rather than the anger, frustration, or other emotions that might hijack us. And there are great resources out there as well. And so since it's his birthday, I'm going to keep this show brief tonight. I hope you have found value in something that you have heard in the resources that I've talked about. If you have particular questions about the adolescent brain in your life, or about other aspects of the brain or parenting, living your passions, having your best brain throughout your life, please let me know. And for more information or resources, I invite you to visit www.brainbonanza.com. That's BRAINBONANZA.com, where you'll find a bonanza of resources and ideas to help you have your best brain, because my mission in life is to not only be a lifelong learner myself, and then to take what I learned to empower people to create success by their own definition, to live more of their passions with their best brains as the CEOs of their own lives. And it is possible. You can take a step and another step every day to find more joy. So after you finish listening to this, I invite you to take an action on something you heard to ignite that spark of positive change in your life, whether it's visiting a website, looking at a resource book, or just pausing to use one of my favorite tools, which is to inhale blessings and exhale gratitude. As a slow, deep inhale happens, focus on what you consider blessings in your life. Hold your breath for a few seconds, and as you slowly exhale, feel the gratitude for those blessings in your life. And I will be with you again. Thank you so much for joining me. I wish you the best of success and truly that you are living your passions. And I do have some segments about the passion test and how to do that. And I would love to coach you on that process and help you create the processes and systems in your life so that you can do what brings you joy more of the time to live your best life with your best brain. And lots of good brain boosters out there as the CEO of your life to take that control in your life. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you choose to create amazing days in the week ahead, to experience joy, to continue to learn and grow. And as always, I hope that you stay safe, and I look forward to being with you again.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.